Here's 82% of your farm balance sheet. No. Think about it. Why is agriculture resilient? It's because farmland is 82% of the farm balance sheet. Now, Jackson said, expects 23 to be like 22. Look at Kansas. 25% increase in farm land values. I'll tell you what, the Tin Man Dorothy and the Cowardly Lion, they found the yellow brick road, didn't they? I guess they did. Just passed out. Okay? But one of the things that I would tell you is this area right here, danger, danger, danger. Less danger here. Now, it's interesting, on farm land values, do I see them crashing like the 1980s? No. You know why? It's called a thing called demographics. Demographics. Yeah. Look at who owns your farmland now. And here's one of the things that I'll talk about. The baby boomer producer. I'm a baby boomer, born between 46 and 64. And it's real interesting. The baby boomer farmer will continue to buy farmland until their year 78. And what's the median age when you hit 78? 2033. The first baby boomer that hit 78, by no, you know, you would know who he is, Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton. He hits her in 2024. The last one's 2042. Now, why is that baby boomer farmer and institutional investors going to buy farmland? Yep, you got the real negative. But you know what the other thing is? They don't trust Wall Street, particularly rural people. They don't trust cryptocurrency. And so what are they going to buy? They're going to buy something, smell, feel, and touch out there. And they'll continue to do it till the age of 78. Because think about that baby boomer farmer in the 70s and 80s. They bought their farms from their parents and their grandparents. They graduated from high school, some college, some came back from Vietnam. And guess what? They didn't have their financial legs under them. And then all of a sudden we saw a collapse in prices. Cost stayed elevated. They hit the negative margin. And basically they didn't have the working capital or the equity behind them. So they and regulators panicked. Regulators panicked. And reviewers panicked. And what happened was we basically had the 1980s. I do not see that condition occur unless we see panic or we see the U.S. dollar problems.